As the day draws to a close, your heart may still be wrestling with thoughts, unfinished tasks, conversations, or lingering worries. But the Holy Spirit offers you something far greater than answers. He offers peace that guards your heart and mind. Good evening and good night, and welcome back to the Bible Lens Evening Devotional. I am your host, Pastor Michael Chilcott, coming to you from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And as always, let's read scripture. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7 from the NIV, which says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, this peace doesn't require perfect circumstances. It is a supernatural calm that rises above your understanding. It protects your emotions from fear and your thoughts from spiraling. It is God's personal defense system wrapped around your soul, a peace that doesn't always make sense, but always makes a difference. So invite the Holy Spirit to quiet your heart tonight. Picture His peace like a covering over your mind. Release any or every anxious thought into His hands. Let's pray. Father God, we humbly and graciously come before You in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Holy Spirit, we thank You for guarding our hearts with peace. I surrender every single worry to You. Cover my mind with Your calm and help me to rest in the assurance that You are with me and near. I receive Your peace tonight. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have not already checked out thebiblelens.com, please do so. We have so many amazing features that we have created and made for Christians and the Christian community, and we would love to have you as a part of our family. So make sure you check out thebiblelens.com. If this message has also encouraged you and uplifted you, please share it with a friend. And if you haven't already, please follow us on Spotify or subscribe to us on YouTube. Until tomorrow morning, may God bless you. And as always, walk in the Spirit. Have a great night, guys. We'll